Welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Maddie, and I am so excited to have you tuning in to our weekly podcast episodes where we chat all the things from tips and tricks to funny stories from my life that have helped me to truly live in the sunshine. In this space, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear sometimes to realize that you are totally made for more than what you currently have in life, and that you hold the power to make the changes that you need to level up and live your best self. So buckle up, grab some water, and let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Living in Sunshine podcast. I am so excited that you are tuning in to another brand new episode of the show. In case you're new here, we release, and by we, I mean I. I'm a one-person show over here. I release a brand new episode each and every Wednesday, and each new month here on the Living in Sunshine podcast, we have a brand new theme that we talk about. Things we've talked about before are growth mindset, vision casting, goal setting. Last month, we talked about confidence, and this month in April, we are talking about all things organization. And specifically in today's show, I am spilling the beans on a can of beans that I get questions about all the time, how I organize my life and two businesses. In case you don't know, I own two different businesses. One of them is an online service provider, aka virtual assistant business, that I started at the end of 2021. And my other business that I run is the one that the podcast falls into, the Living in Sunshine business. And within that business, it includes this show, it includes a membership, it includes courses and digital downloads, it includes one-on-one coaching containers for people looking for one-on-one support. And both of these things together create really two full-time jobs for myself. And I am also, in case you haven't picked up on it yet, a huge proponent for balance, living in alignment, and living a life that I am obsessed with. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes it's really tricky to organize and manage all of these things. But in today's episode, I am giving you the details, giving you the lowdown, giving you the 411 as to how I organize my life, these businesses, my family, all of the things, and still live a really happy, fulfilled, joyful life. So before we get too far into this episode, I do have to give this caveat, okay? And the caveat is that I don't run my businesses by myself. I have talked about this before, but I really, really value and believe in transparency in all areas of life, including business, including online business, because I feel like there's a huge lack of transparency in the online business world. I don't do my businesses alone. I have two women who I work with, Alicia and Janice. I love them both, and they both help me to keep the wheels moving on the bus. Janice is my OBM, which stands for Online Business Manager, and she really is my right-hand human when it comes to all things Living in Sunshine. She helps me post my podcast. She helps me write my scripts for my podcast. She helps me keep myself organized. She does a whole bunch of stuff in the background that I don't have time to do, that I would not be able to do if she wasn't in my corner. And Alicia helps me a ton in my virtual assistant business. She helps me with a certain kind of sector of my virtual assistant business. But again, I would not be able to do all the work that I do if it wasn't for her. So just if you are an online business owner, if you're someone who is wanting to start an online business or really any kind of business, know that most of us who are doing things at the scale that we're doing them aren't doing them alone. And I really see the value when online business owners and business owners in general share that transparency of, I am not a one-person show. And I also just want to shout out the fact that those two women do so much for me, and I appreciate them so, so, so much, because I would not be as organized as I am without those two. So just know that as we go through this episode, I'm not doing these things all by myself. I have people helping me. I pay these people to help me, and I wouldn't be able to do all of the things that I do if it wasn't for them. So for me, I think the number one thing that really changed the game for me when it came to organizing and staying organized in two separate businesses and life in general is pinpointing and figuring out what my ideal work week looks like. And like really what this means is what my ideal schedule is. And scheduling and getting in a schedule is something that has really been in progress and under construction for the last like 6 to 8 months, if I'm being honest. When I brought on my OBM, Janice, she asked me, what are you currently working hours-wise? And where do you want to be hours-wise? How often do you want to be working both of your businesses? And when do you want to be working them? And that was such an eye-opening question because I hadn't thought about that. Like, I really had not thought about that. As a business owner, and again, this episode might not resonate with everyone because not everyone listening maybe has a business. So if you don't, that's totally fine. I think some of the things I'm going to share today are still going to be relevant to you. But when it comes to schedules, especially as a business owner, we sometimes forget what that should look like. And this is especially true if you own your own business. So many of us go into business for ourselves. We start working for ourselves because we want time freedom and financial stability and all of those beautiful, wonderful, you know, shiny things that people say all the time. We talk about all the time on social media. But when we're in it, we kind of forget what it is that we actually want. And so when Janice, when I brought Janice on to help me in my business, that was one of the first things she asked me. What are you currently working and what do you actually want to be working? And what can we do to go from where you are to where you want to be? And that has really helped me to gain clarity on what I should be spending my time on, what is actually a me task, a CEO task, and what's not, and how I can optimize my schedule so I can get back to the life that I want to live, which looks like leaving the office on Friday at 1 o'clock if I have nothing else to do because I've already done it all, and having the freedom and the flexibility to do that, right? One of my big things that I know I wanted to do was to be able to not work on Sundays anymore. I recently moved to Charleston, South Carolina. My mom lives about 45 minutes from me, and my mom and I are really close. And I knew once we moved here that I didn't want to have to work on Sundays anymore if I didn't absolutely have to. And so we gained that clarity as to what my ideal work week, what my most ideal working schedule would be, and started to make slow progress to make that happen. And that looked like changing my hours for my virtual assistant business. That looked like hiring on someone to help me get more things done so I didn't have to work as many hours in the day. And what that has allowed me to do is optimize my working hours, gain a clear schedule, and free up more time to do the things that I love to do. Hang out with my husband, spend Sunday downtown with my mom, take my dog for a walk at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All of these things that seem really small, but a year ago, I would never have been able to do because my schedule was so out of control. So if you are currently in a schedule where you feel like your schedule is so out of control and overwhelming, ask yourself and get real with yourself and say, what are you currently working? And literally like calculate the hours that you're currently working. And what do I want to be working? What is my ideal schedule? And what small changes or new hires or things do I need to get rid of? What can I do to get to that ideal work week, to get to that ideal schedule? And I'm not going to lie, it's going to take time. Like I said, this was a 6 to 8 month process. I didn't just suddenly say, I'm not working on Sundays and like the Sunday after I stopped working. It was a slow churn, a slow chug to get to where I am now. But now that I'm here, I would do it all over again. So again, the first thing that I did to get organized and the thing that I still do to stay organized while running multiple businesses and also wanting to have a very fulfilled life is staying aligned to my ideal work week, knowing what my schedule is, and honoring those boundaries that come with having that schedule. Have you ever felt like the people in your life just don't understand the dream that you have on your heart? Or even the desire that you have to be more joyful or intentional or even just plain happy? Like, life is good enough. Why do you need more, right? Well, my friend, if this is you, I have something special just for you. The Sunshine Squad community is your go-to place for that validation that you're searching for, to know that you aren't crazy for wanting more and that you aren't alone in that desire either. This online community has grown to be filled with amazing joy seekers, purpose pursuers, happy hustlers, and dream chasers just like you. In the Sunshine Squad community, you get continued guidance from me that you need to make your dreams a reality, a community of women who get it, and the steps that you need to make your life something that you're totally obsessed with. If you are ready to say yes to those things, you need to jump into the Sunshine Squad ASAP, and you can do so right now via the link in the show notes. If you do have questions on what the Sunshine Squad community is, or if it's right for you, feel free to send me a DM over on Instagram. I would love to chat with you more about it over there. And my friend, I can't wait to see you inside of the Sunshine Squad. Okay, the next thing that I use is a tool that I have mentioned and talked about in the past, but I'm ready to give it a full stage view. This is my favorite tool to staying organized in both of my businesses and my life, and that tool is Asana. You guys, my OBM Janice introduced me to Asana at the end of 2021, I believe. And it has literally changed my life. Like, I'm not even kidding. I use it for everything. I use it for project mapping. I use it for information collecting. I have it set up to keep track of my goals and my schedule and my personal life, doctor's appointments, vacations, all of these things. It's all stored in Asana, which is spelled A-S-A-N-A. And it's amazing. It's free. I've never had to pay a cent for the platform itself. As a little disclosure, I did pay someone to set it up for me. Janice set my Asana up for me. That is something that she does. I'll link her website down below in case you are looking for a professional Asana like creator, optimizer, whatever her like actual title is. I'm not sure. But this platform, this tool has truly changed how I organize my businesses and my life. Because like I said, it helps me to keep all of these ideas, all of these things, these projects, these to-do lists in one place so I can see it all visually in one go. Before having Asana, all of my ideas were like living in multiple different Google Drive folders and Google Docs. They were on my phone. They were in my digital planner. They were in a separate digital journal. And it was just a mess. Like, it was just all over the place. I kept forgetting things. Things were getting lost. I wasn't able to like quickly find certain passwords and usernames and links and stuff that I needed for work. And it was just so chaotic that I was losing valuable time because I was spending that time trying to figure out where everything was. To where when I started using Asana, my organization, my productivity, and my clarity and joy when it came to running my businesses increased so much. I will never go back to not using this platform because it's so great for someone like myself who has multiple businesses and also has a life that she's trying to live. And again, whether or not you are running multiple businesses, you have one business or you have no businesses, I still would recommend Asana because it's so great to organize multiple different things. So if you are a mom who has multiple kids, like you could create multiple calendars for your different kids and sync them into the same place so you can see all of the like kid things going on all in one place. You could use it for work. You could use it if you're a student. You could use it if you are a business owner. It's a super intuitive, really engaging, interactive platform that has seriously saved my butt when it comes to staying organized because it just is a big house for all of the things, all of the ideas, the goals, the brain mapping, all of those things, and it keeps it nice and tidy in this one space. I cannot recommend Asana enough. Again, I will link Janice's portfolio, her website, all of those things down below because that is something that she does for people. And if you have questions on Asana, feel free to let me know because I love chatting about it. Okay, so without really planning on it, this episode is kind of going in like a tighter view of how I stay organized. So we started really broad with the ideal work week and having a really set schedule to moving down into like big picture mapping and planning and organizing with Asana. Now I'm going to share with you how I stay organized with my two businesses and my day-to-day life on the day-to-day basis, like daily, and how I managed to do that. So tying back and coming back to my ideal work schedule, starting in 2023, I told myself, I want to be able to walk away from my virtual assistant side of my business at 2 p.m. Like, I need that afternoon time to be able to do those tasks that have been abandoned and neglected in the Living in Sunshine space, just because I didn't have enough time to get them done in my old schedule. So at the start of the year, I changed my daily schedule to where from 8 to 2, I'm working on my virtual assistant business. And then from 2 to 5, Monday to Thursday, I'm working on Living in Sunshine. And then the other thing that I did was I told all of my current clients, I no longer work on Fridays. And now Fridays are what I call, and many online businesses call themselves, or call these days, our CEO days. And now every day when I come into my office, I know exactly which part of the day is going to be dedicated to the types of tasks that need to get done. So I kind of save all of my Living in Sunshine tasks and things to do for the afternoons and for Friday. And then all of my VA work I do in the mornings because I know that those people need that work back by a certain time in their day. So each day I go into it knowing this is when I'm working on this type of work. And that alone helps my brain to know what to expect and also get into the flow of being in certain modes, if that makes sense, to where I can go into each day knowing what I'm going to be doing and to what kind of work I'm going to be getting done. Now, the physical tool that I use day to day, because I always love hearing how people stay organized, that I have been so obsessed with this year is called the Daily Page Planner. And again, I'll link this in the show notes for you too. But the Daily Page Planner is a physical paper notepad. And if you are a long-term Living in Sunshine lady, you're probably like, whoa, 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 whoa. This girl used to be all about digital planning. I still am. I still love digital planning. But 2023, I think, is the year that I get back to my paper planning roots. All through college, all through high school, middle school, like, I was always that paper planner girl. I remember as soon as they handed me my agenda in like sixth grade, I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever been given in my entire life. Like forever and always a paper planner girly. And then I went through my sort of season and transition of digital planning. I fell in love with it. I still love it. But for some reason, 2023, I think, is the year that I get back to paper planning. And this Daily Page Planner notepad is my probably number one favorite purchase of 2023. I'm not going to lie. It is a printed notepad. It also comes as like a full planner, but I, for some reason, just really gravitated towards the daily notepad format of it. It's the exact same as the planner, but for some reason, I really like the notepad. It's so perfect because it has enough space for you to plan out your to-do list. It has a space for your schedule. It has a place for water tracking and meal planning. It also has a space for gratitude, which makes me really happy. And it also has some space for like wellness note-taking and just general note-taking, which again, for someone like myself who has like pop-up ideas that come into her brain at random times of day, it's really nice to just have that space. And so every morning I dive into Asana, right? As we just talked about, I see what needs to get done that day. And then I use this notepad to like map out my day. And that's really what keeps me organized throughout the day. So that way I get all the things that need to get done, and I feel good doing them. It has that space for me to see the things that I'm grateful for. It has a little space for you to write one personal to-do list like for yourself. Normally in that spot, I write go for a walk or take an hour lunch, something really nice that's going to make me feel really good throughout my workday. And this notepad has just really changed the game for me this year, specifically with this new schedule, to stay really organized and really productive and also feel really good throughout my workday. And that's really the long and short as to how I organize my life and also run two businesses. I have people who help me. I have this ideal work week and schedule and boundaries around scheduling that I follow and I commit to, and I make sure that I follow through on them. I use this online planner called Asana that I could talk about for hours and hours and hours and hours because I love it so much. And I also have this daily page planner that helps me to stay super organized. So if you are someone who owns a business or wants to get started with starting a business, right? use these things, try them out, see if they work for you. And if they don't work to a T like they do for me, make them work for you in whatever way makes the most sense. But take this episode to know that it is possible to have a life and love the life that you get to live while also running a business or multiple businesses. It's totally possible when you have specific systems and routines and habits and people in your life. You can do that. Owning a business, owning an online business, does not need to be a huge drain. It doesn't need to be something that you dread. When you are in the right space mentally and physically and like organizational wise, you would be surprised how amazing it feels to own a business, work for yourself, and also live a life that you're really freaking grateful and proud of. And that is everything that I have for you for today's episode. Before we sign off for the week, I want to read our review of the week. This one is from Miss Hilly. Miss Hilly, thank you so much for this review. It's so kind. It is titled Spreading the Sunshine, and it reads, I love Maddie's positive attitude and relatable content. Her passion is obvious and her smiles are contagious. That's for always being true to yourself and spreading the joy, Maddie. Miss Hilly, thank you so much for leaving this review. I'm so thankful for you. And if you haven't yet left a review, go do so right now over on Apple Podcasts. For every new review we get, we reach and we expand to reaching more women just like yourself, hoping and wanting to live life joyfully, which I think is really freaking amazing. So go leave the show a review. And when you do, know that I'm sending you a virtual hug and a high five from afar. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. That is all I have for you today, my dudes, and I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, I would seriously appreciate it if you went and left the show a review and rating on whatever platform you're currently listening on. For every review and rating that you leave, it truly helps the show grow and reach more women just like yourself. If you had any major takeaways or aha moments, be sure to take a screenshot of this episode, post it to your social media stories with your biggest takeaways, and tag me at Living in Sunshine so I can share it with my people as well. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week, and until next time, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.